WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Woody Allen's movies have covered the ground from funny to serious to, lately, ponderously serious. But he's never made a movie that was actually disturbing. Crimes and Misdemeanors is, at times, acutely disturbing. Disturbing in the manner of Woody's beloved Ingmar Bergman. The movie has two storylines, one funny, one serious, with the serious one predominating. Martin Landau plays a married ophthalmologist who's been carrying on an affair with an ex-stewardess, played by Angelica Houston. And he's having a little trouble with her.
Why did you write that letter?
You know why we've been through it.
You want to destroy my life and my family?
I wanted to know the kind of man she's married to.
It was lying on the table all day. By sheer chance, she didn't open it. By a miracle, I got it first.
You told me over and over again you'd leave Miriam. We made plans.
I didn't.
You did. I gave up things for you, business opportunities.
Dreams.
And there were other men who wanted me.
What do you want from me? You think this was an easy decision?
I want what you told me you wanted. To be together. Otherwise, I don't know what I'll do, Judah. I'll jump out the window, I swear.
You can hear the theatrical stiffness of the writing, and even of some of the acting in that scene. But as the Houston character becomes more and more difficult and threatening, Landau's kindly doctor contemplates extreme action, violent action. And though he's always been an atheist, he begins to wonder whether God is watching him, whether those misdeeds that man does not punish nevertheless are seen by and punished by God. As Landau's story unfolds, it becomes more and more compelling. This is the first time that Woody Allen has dramatized his big moral and metaphysical questions, instead of merely letting his characters gas on about them. He's showing us, not just telling us. And Landau's performance grows with his dilemma, as Allen brings us inside a good man trapped into committing an evil deed, and then not so much suffering the consequences as wondering if there are any, what he will suffer, and whether, and when. Meanwhile, a somewhat parallel story follows Woody Allen as, well, the Woody Allen character of old, a nebbishy documentary filmmaker hired to make a PBS celebration of the life and career of his own TV honcho brother-in-law. He's a Norman Lear type named Lester, and played to the narcissistic hilt by Alan Alda. The producer of the film is a sunny young thing, played by Mia Farrow, and Woody naturally flips for her. Unfortunately, so does the mighty Lester. Woody and Mia are in the cutting room when Lester happens to phone.
Hello? Yeah? Sure, if you want me to. Okay, at the office at what time? Nine?
Nine, okay, o'clock? That's the building will be dark. The floor is dark. There's nobody at the office.
I didn't hear that.
The office is closed.
I won't forget the outline.
Room with Lester.
Yeah, the office is kind of a spooky place at 9 o'clock.
Definitely.
Lester has lots of wisdom about television, which he dispenses ad nauseam. But the audience shouldn't dismiss his words the way Woody's character does. When Lester delivers the old chestnut that if it bends, it's comedy, if it breaks, it's tragedy, Allen means for us to listen and listen well. In the end, it turns out that we're seeing a demonstration of the opposite. The Martin Landau character bends, but his story is a tragedy. The Woody Allen character breaks, and yet his tale remains comic. The two plot lines don't mix perfectly, and in the end, the Landau story is somewhat unsatisfying. Allen abandons the character just when he gets most interesting, and then brings him back at the end to tell us, not show us, what has happened to him. Still, Crimes and Misdemeanors is an unusually rich little morality play. It'll do until Allen realizes, if he ever does realize, that comedy alone is enough.